Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today I have a special guest, Julie Tootin, and we'll meet Julie in just a moment. Before we do, I want to tell you a little bit about the show and about our topic today. So I've been on air for almost 3 years now, or maybe 3 years already. I'm not sure. Time passes so quickly, doesn't it? Especially this year. It's already April. And on the show, we discuss so many topics because life truly is abundant with so many roles that we play and areas to explore. And we don't limit ourselves to any one area, but tap into the abundance in all different areas of life. And I always love to hear from you. I love to hear your show ideas. I think about 5 people sent in show ideas today. So next week we're going to dive into parenting because that was one that was suggested a couple of times. And I love to hear those. So please send those to me at, you can go right to my website, meetkathywilliams.com. And Kathy has a K, Williams has an F. Also there, you'll find a page that says radio where you can access archives and a place to sign up for a free Money Rain and Create Your Life exercise. So hop on over to meetkathywilliams.com and that's where you can find all that stuff. And also give me your ideas. And also if you don't understand something from a show or if it's unclear, feel free to let me know and it may be an area that we dive into even more. I did a show on awareness last week and it was like, oh my gosh, 1 hour is not enough here. This is a broad topic. So if you ever have a question, please let me know right there on the website, meetkathywilliams.com. That's also where you'll find my upcoming classes for the up through September, I believe. So classes online and in Hawaii, in London, in Vienna, Hawaii again in August, and then in Laguna Beach, California with the dolphins. So yes, I love to hear from you, and then to see you in person is even more fun. So today's guest is a dear friend of mine. I met her at the Access Consciousness class. I believe it was the SOP, but it might have been facilitator training now that I think of it. Julie Tootin is from the East Coast, but she's lived in San Francisco for almost 30 years, and she is a maestro of beauty. She creates this gorgeous jewelry and then has a huge knack for helping people choose the piece that lights up their body and helps create more for them. And not only that, she's the author of Beauty in the Breakup, which is a delightful little book. Even if you're not breaking up with your partner, if you are breaking up with a job, or, you know, I used to co-host a radio station show, and you know, just evolving partnerships this book is super useful for helping create ease with any kind of evolving partnership. So check it out, Beauty in the Breakup. And we can talk a little bit about that today, because our topic today is tools to bring the spark back to your relationship. And I'd love to just welcome you right now, Julie. Thank you for being on the show with me.
I'm so happy to be on this. I mean, what a great title, Sexy Mom, Abundant Life. I want that show.
You know, in the very first episode of Sexy Mom Abundant Life, I kind of told about the evolution of the name, because I knew that a solo radio show was calling to me, and then my husband had this idea that I should get a minivan, and it just set me off. And I had to look at, like, why am I so triggered by the idea of a minivan? And that whole sort of exploration led to the name of the show. So, awesome. Yeah, I'm delighted to have you here. And speaking of sexy mom, you are the mom of two teenagers, right? Are they still teenagers?
One is still a teenager. The other one is 21. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but both in college, I'm an empty nester mom.
That's pretty impressive. And Julie, you, in your book, you tell a little bit about the experience of breaking up with your husband, and that certain tools made it easier. And at the time, how old were your kids? Because you had both kids as you were going through the divorce. How old were they?
I think they were like 8 and 11, somewhere around there. Yeah. So they were young.
Yeah. Wow. It seems like a whole other show we could do about going through divorce and having kids and sort of guiding them through it.
Yeah. It is interesting. One of the things that I will say is that, when you know the relationship isn't working and you know that you need to leave or, you know, change it in some way, it's like when you check in with the kids energetically, not necessarily asking them, but checking in and seeing, you know, what it would create if you left now and what it would create if you left later, you'll get a sense of when the time will work for everybody. And for me, I didn't want to be the kind of mom that just sucked it up my whole life and wasn't actually being true to myself, because I didn't want them to see that as a way of living. I wanted them to honor themselves and their choices and know what that was going to be creating in the world.
I love that. You know, having grown up in a family in which my mom actually did suck it up, like, neither she nor my dad was really happy with the relationship. And I could tell, you know, as a kid, you know that, even if nothing is said, you know, so I appreciate that you wanted to role model something completely different. And so, you know, I mean, as we look at today's topic, tools to bring the spark back to your relationship, I mean, that's one of the things to also look at. It's like those questions you ask, what's the energy of my life, or what will it create if I stay? Or if I go, you know, sometimes that's a real thing. Like, nope, it is time to go. Or, no, actually, I can stay and change this. So,
yeah, definitely. I know that during my kind of process of separating from my husband, I probably spent 5 years trying to make the relationship better and to bring the spark back. And it worked to a certain extent. And then it was clear, okay, now's the time to move on.
Okay, cool. So I'd love to explore some of those things that you used, and also just ask, like, what inspired you? I know you're going to have a class on this topic as well. What inspired you to create something around bringing the spark back?
Well, you know, Kathy, walking around in the world, you see a lot of people at this very low level of energy in their lives. Whether their marriage is good or not, or their job is fun or not, it's like we've all suppressed so much joy and energy in our lives that, I don't know, just to not stand out maybe and to be like everybody else. And then there are the people whose relationships aren't really working, or they're not inspired. And what would it be like to add more of themselves in and bring the spark back? So it's just been one of those things that's been up for me that I see out there, and I thought it would be fun to explore and share these tools and see what we could create different.
Wonderful. And you're currently in a relationship that you've been in for a while, yes?
I am. And, you know, I think every relationship goes through ebb and flow of creation. You know, if you sit back and think, okay, I'm good, we're together, that's it, you're pretty much doomed. You know, stop creating. And in Access, they've created a word called creationship, which is when you're creating your relationship. Because if you sit back in the finality of I have a relationship or I'm married, you know, those conclusions, it stops the forward motion. And so you start to create the distance that most relationships have.
Yeah, oh, I think a lot of times
that, everything that brings up. Do you pop and pause on the show?
Not often. So go ahead, and then I will explain what that is.
Well, all that energy that came up when we were talking about that, if you'd like to clear it, I'll just ask, will you destroy and uncreate anywhere that is in your life? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And that Julie just said is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And what it does is when we ask the question, it brings up the energy of what we'd like to clear away. And then the clearing statement is like a magic wand to clear it away. And this is something you don't have to remember. You could just simply say pock and pod, or, you know, sometimes I say collapse it back to energy. And just a way of letting it go energetically that you don't have to figure out, which is awesome, because too often we're trying to figure out what's creating our problem, and that just creates a sort of craziness in our head, and it's unfigureoutable, right? So the clearing statement makes it really simple. Yeah. So, I mean, one thing that I noticed in my relationship, as well as, you know, observing it other places, is a lot of times we get to the point where it's just like, well, yeah, that's just how he is. That's just how the relationship is, you know, and making a conclusion instead of asking, well, okay, what could I be or do different to change this, or to create more of the excitement I'm looking for, or be a little bit or a lot more inspired One of the things that my husband and I recently did is we went to a hotel here on the other side of Maui, and we rented a room, and we just had a little staycation. But what really changed it up for me is that when we were at dinner, he left to go to the bathroom, and then when he came back, he was like, "Hey, is this seat taken?"
That's
we played
fun.
A little bit. Yeah, it was so fun because he asked me questions that he never asks, like, oh, what's, you know, what are you all about? And what's your life like? And just getting to know you type questions were so fun to explore with him again.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
It was a blast. And I know we're going to go to a break in a moment, but, you know, I mean, just adding that element of like, I'm a new person. I'm not going to go into this with a lot of conclusions about you. Like, who are you today? Added so much.
Totally.
It was really a fun experience. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And I know you have lots of tools to share, and I'm excited to explore more of what we can do to bring the spark back to relationship when we get back in just a few minutes. Thanks for being here with me, everybody. Thanks for being here, Julie.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on The Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams. And my guest today is Julie Tooten, and our conversation is tools to bring the spark back to your relationship. And Julie has a book called Beauty in the Breakup. It's a really sweet read. It's not that long, but very practical and applicable. Whether you are actively leaving your relationship or simply considering it, it can actually, if there's there's something there that's still working for you, it can actually help you stay. I know this for myself. and then if it really is time to move on, there are tips for ease with that. So Beauty and the Breakup, it's on Amazon, and you can check that out. I always mention that you can message me at meetkathywilliams.com with your show ideas and things like that. If you love the show, please also leave a review on iTunes. We don't have many of those yet, so it'd be really nice to have people who love the show leave a review saying that so others can find it. And then the other thing I wanted to just ask you, Julie, before we go too far, is I know that you have a class coming up on bringing the spark back to your life and relationship. And if people would like to find that, where can they go?
Well, there's a couple different places. They can go to beautyinthebreakup.com, and I have an event page where that's listed, or my other website, julietootenenergy.com/spark.
Slash, say that again, slash what?
Spark. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So,
great.
Yeah, and it's going to be just a two-part telecall on Zoom on Wednesday night, starting next Wednesday, and then two Wednesdays from that.
Wonderful. And I've done some things online with Julie, and it's just always so I recommend that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So if someone came to you, Julie, and said, listen, I'm just like kind of bored in my relationship. Things are really routine. What might you suggest?
Well, first of all, you need to be really present with the person that you're with. And I think a lot of us, you know, if you've been in a relationship for any length of time, you know, longer than the 3 months, to a year, let's say, there's this tendency to think that you know who that person is and how things are. So that's not actually being present with them or so there's a lot of different access tools to become present. And one of them is to just start clearing all the projections that you have of your partner or your relationship, or clear all the expectations that you have and all the judgments that you have. So there's all those clearings that we run. Would you like to play with that a little bit or just talk about it?
Sure, I think that's worth doing.
Okay,
clearing
cool.
them.
So think about your partner. Oh, boy. Now, notice what that feels like in your body. It's like all of that, and you don't even have to have, like, it doesn't have to be a current upset or a problem, but there's a lot of energy there. And I'll just back up for a second. The definition of a relationship is the distance between two points. So the longer you've been in relationship, the greater the distance. And that's not actually what creates the connection. What creates the connection is not actually having the distance. So clearing the relationship, clearing the past, allows you to create more connection. So when you're thinking about your partner and all that beautiful energy comes up, let's just talk and pause. The first layer off of the top, everything that is puck and pod. And now just get a sense, perceive all the expectations you have of your partner, all the expectations you have of yourself, all the expectations you have of the relationship. So all three, and all of that, will you destroy and uncreate that? And pot it. And usually, you need to do this a few times to get through some layers of it, but even just once, you'll start to perceive the energy shifting a bit. And the more we allow that to shift and let go of our points of view, the easier it is to be present and create a new connection with them. So let's do all the, what did we start off with? Expectations. So all of the projections that you have about your partner, all the projections you have about yourself in regards to your partner, and all the projections on the relationship, ouch, will you destroy and uncreate all of those? Now, I'm feeling a lot of heat in my body, and that's one of the cues for me that energy is shifting and changing. And each person will have their own awareness of how that is. But just notice what you notice. So all the judgments that you have of your partner, all the judgments you have of you in regards to your partner. Ooh, ouchie. And all of the judgments you have about your relationship. Oh, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Talking pod.
Yes.
Wow. And like, what if we did that every day? Every morning.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so I think of the tools is destroying and uncreating your relationship every day so that you can create it new. Go ahead, Kathy.
And even if our relationship is good, we often still have expectations, judgments and projections of and on the relationship and the other person and ourselves. And so no matter if your relationship is going well or sort of boring or really terrible, this is a tool that can help catapult it to a new level, to a better space.
Absolutely. One of the judgments I had in my relationship was that my husband was handsome. And it's a judgment. He was handsome, and I also had the judgment that he was a good man. And so from those judgments, it was hard for me to have a valid reason for leaving, you know? Because he's a good man.
Oh, wow.
And he's handsome.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Because
like I definitely have the, my husband's a good man.
Yeah. And, you know, how foolish are you to leave a good man, right? And everything that brings up, destroy and then create it.
Yeah.
Talk and pod. Another thing that helped, I mean, we're bouncing back and forth between bringing the sparks back, but another thing that helped me was to choose in my head that I would just be divorced for that day. Today, I'm divorced. And it just gave me the space. And then at the end of the day, I'd be like, well, okay, I still like him. You know, we'll keep going. So you can divorce for 10 seconds or divorce for a day and then be married for a day. So it just keeps you in that space of being present with what you're choosing and not having to lock down this you know, until death do you part kind of promise.
Well, and that sort of thing actually really does make you more present and help you recognize, you know, because I've done this in my relationship. I probably did it a year ago or so. And it helped me recognize what I value in the relationship too, because again, living together, probably lived with my husband for a little over 14 years, living together, it can be easy to take all the little things that that person does that are helpful and useful and a contribution for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just because they've done it for so long and, you know, yeah. So being divorced for a day or being consciously, yeah, I'm choosing this marriage for the day, really helps me, has helped me be more present with what is and what is going well. Because our brains are naturally wired to look for what's off. And if we're looking for it, we can usually find it or make something up. And then what's right about this is a beautiful question to ask too, because it helps reorient that natural negativity bias too. Oh, well, there are actually things that I love about this marriage and if you're not married, you know, this relationship that I just haven't really been putting my attention on because my attention's been on the parts that aren't going so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And wherever you put your energy or attention, you create more of that. So if you're looking at all the things that are wrong, that's going to far outweigh the good stuff. And if you just flip it and put your attention and energy on the things that you are grateful for, the things that you like, that will grow. And, you know, I sometimes get this sense that people would like to put their attention on the problems because they're trying to create a reason to leave instead of just acknowledging, you know what, I think we're good. Let's move on.
Yeah. Well, I love that you brought that to our awareness too, because you know, it is like, well, I need to justify and validate why and have a story so I can explain it to people instead of like, you know what? It's really going to create more to move on, or it's really going to create more to stay together for as long as we mm-hmm. choose to stay together. And I think people forget that it's a choice, right? And it doesn't have to have a lot of drama either way.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So you've
what,
been
what
in your...
What would you like?
Yeah, what would you like? You've been... sorry, everyone, there's a little delay between... So sometimes we talk over each other, and we're really not meaning to. You've been in your relationship that you're in now how long, Julie?
I think it's about 6 years now. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So what are the kinds of things you do to keep it fresh?
Well, I definitely destroy and uncreate my relationship every day. So it allows each of us to show up different. Because I know how much I change. And if somebody tries to hold me to who I was, it's difficult. So I try to do the same for him. Just let him show up as he is. And then you get to be like, oh, who are you today? Who am I with today? It's like a whole new person. It's sort of like having a childlike wonder. You know, when you're a kid and you wake up, everything's new and different all the time. You don't think of things having to stay the same. As you're a kid, you're growing and your body changes every day. Your likes and dislikes of food change all the time. So if you would allow your relationship to be more like that childlike wonder and expression in the world, it would totally change your relationship.
So it sounds like an element of curiosity and wonder and newness that can be helped by some of the tools that we've already used, clearing the projections and expectations and judgments and of that person and of you and of the relationship. Yeah. And so I know that you actually, when you discovered the body of work, Acts of Consciousness, you were married at the time. So when you started to incorporate these tools into your relationship, what did that create for you?
Well, yes, I was married. We were married about 15 years at that point when I found the tools of Acts of Consciousness. And it sort of woke me up. I felt like I was kind of withering and dying. And it just infused this whole new level of aliveness in my body and in my creativity and in my life. And I did invite him to the classes, and we both actually became facilitators right away. So it changed our relationship in a positive way for a while. And then it got to be like, I just kept wanting to keep going and keep changing. And he got to a level of where he did not want to change anymore. And I think that was, it took me a while to to get that, okay, I can either stop myself and stay, or I can honor what I know is, you know, going to be true to me and leave. And so that's what we did. But it was 5 years later.
Wow. And I just want to emphasize, it doesn't require leaving all the time. It's really, there's no one size fits all. So we'll get back to the conversation in just a few minutes. And I'm just so grateful that you're here, listeners, and Julia's here. And thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is your host, Kathy Williams, and I'm joined today by my guest, author Julie Tootin. And before we get back to our topic of bringing the spark back to your relationship, I just wanted to invite you to a couple of things I have coming up. Today is Thursday, April 4th, and tomorrow on the 5th, I have an online class that you're invited to called Clearing Points of View About Money, because often we have points of view that stop money from coming into our lives and also keep us from ease and harmony with money. So clearing points of view about money can be found at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And next week I have a class called, I just blanked on it, but it's about it's the willingness to have money, because a lot of us receive money and then spend it immediately, or even lottery winners, a lot of times 2 years, 3 years after they've won the lottery, they're worse off than before they won. So it's the willingness to have money that's different from receiving money or spending money. And so we're going to explore that topic next Friday. There's also one more online class that I'll be doing super soon, and that is called Clearing the Beliefs Keeping You from a Life of Your Dreams and Beyond. And you can find all of those classes at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And there you'll also find some classes in person in Hawaii in May and August, and in Europe, London and Vienna in June, and Colorado in July. So more places will be added. You can check that website, or you can invite me to your place and we'll see what we can create. But I just wanted to let you know what's up on tap. And Julie has a class that I'm excited about as well online. And could you just tell everyone about that class again, Julie? That's two online sessions.
Yes. It's how to get the sparks back. And you know what? It's not just for people in relationship. You can have the sparks back in your own life too, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah. So you can, let me just, I forget what the exact date is. Oh, it's April 10th and April 24th online at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And you can find more information at julietootinenergy.com/spark, S-P-A-R-K.
Thank you. So I wanted to go back to something we were talking about You had been with your husband for quite a long time, and then you realized, oh, he doesn't really want to change, right? And to me, that part, as you were telling your story, really stuck out, because how often are we hoping that the other person will change in order for us to be happy, right? Or our need for them to change is actually creating more resistance in them to change, to changing.
Right. And, you know, it's not a problem if it's not a problem for them that you change. But when it becomes this thing that they're not willing to let you continue growing, that's when it becomes a difficulty.
So, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
You've heard the three elements that it takes to have the basis to create a great relationship. Yeah.
I have, but I'm not sure all our listeners have.
Okay. Well, one of them is allowing your partner to do whatever it is that they want, and them allowing you to do whatever it is that you want. Got to have that in place. And when you have that allowance, then each person has choice. There's no line in the sand. And I know that in my relationship, there were lots of lines in the sand. I was like trapped in a box of lines in the sand that if I crossed them, that was, you know, that meant that I was going against the relationship. So I felt like I couldn't move. Do you ever
feel
wow.
Like
that? Yeah.
You know what? It's fascinating because Dave is my husband, and I have a lot of freedom in our relationship. And I also recognize that sometimes I only ask for the things I know I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if anyone else out there also just asked for the things they know are possible, that they know they're going to get. You know, and yeah. honestly, I get, as I said, I get to do a lot, right? Like travel for 9 weeks away from the house, and you know, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Really, only if I'm willing to check in with him and give him attention and, you know, gratitude and presence while I'm away. If I were to go away and just kind of ignore him, I've actually done that, and he does not like that, which I get. Well, so we've had a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. That brings in the second element, which is contributing to each other, whether it's money or energy or affection or whatever. There has to be a contribution, both directions. And so, you know, doing whatever you want and not contributing, I can see why that would create a rift in his world.
Absolutely.
Because, like, for you, it might not be the attention phone calls, but it's like, support me with money. You know, that's a contribution too. So if he pulled out all the money, that might not create so well in your world either, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
each of us has our currency.
And we get to look at that, because it's like, okay, here I am. When I'm gone for 9 weeks, I am busy. I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm facilitating, I'm traveling, I'm taking my kids places, doing all of this. And I have to remember, he's at home and he is not.
Right.
Right? He is, and there is an absence. And so
yeah.
It's like, oh, how can I contribute to him in a way where, yes, he has that absence, but he also has creative endeavors that are going on during that time, and he also has the contact that he requires in order to, you know, make things happy for him. Not that it's my job to make him happy, but to contribute, as you said.
Mm-hmm. So the third element.
The third.
Is that they're good in bed. And that just means that they're fun to be with and fun to play with. And so if you're not having that, you might ask, like, what would it take to have more fun with my partner in bed and out of bed, and not leave it as a conclusion. They're not fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, I just want to emphasize that these three are sort of baseline, right? If one of these is missing, you're going to feel the lack of it. Yeah, and something will feel off. Yeah.
It's sort of like a three-legged stool. You really, for the most comfort, you're going to need all three. And if you look at your past relationships that didn't work, there will be one or two, or maybe even all three elements not present.
Yeah. You know, we were talking a little bit before you went into these about the other person not changing, right? And maybe us changing. And the other piece I wanted to bring in is, if we're in allowance, if we're like, okay, cool, that's how they are right now, I don't need them to change. That, you know, because I wanted my husband to, why is he not taking classes like I am? Why is he not expanding his world and doing workshops like I am? You know, I had that point of view. And when I dropped the point of view that he needed to, he actually started to incorporate more of the tools into his life. He started to change in more of the ways that I had hoped. But now that I didn't have a need for him
Objection.
To do it,
yeah,
yes, he became willing to do it.
And that's the thing that's so amazing about this. And when we do clear our points of view, our projections, our expectations, and judgments, it allows them the space to show up different. Otherwise, they're stuck with all these labels and they literally can't show up different for us. It won't, like, even if they do something kind, we won't perceive it because our point of view is like blinders and it keeps us from being aware of things that counteract. That are counter to it, to our points of view.
Yeah. Yeah, our judgment about the other person about the relationship keeps us from seeing what's actually there. So if we've decided they're mean, then we're going to see the mean, but we might not see the kindness. So, Julie, we just have a couple of minutes left. Is there another tool that's been really useful for you in bringing this spark back and creating more of a sense of aliveness?
Yeah, I would say taking time for yourself, taking time apart from the relationship. It doesn't go away, but just taking time for yourself so that when you do get together, you have, you know, things that you can share, that you can talk about that are fun. Oh, I want to tell you about this thing. And, you know, I went and saw this waterfall or whatever. It's being engaged in your life and having the space for you that you're alive and turned on. And then when you bring that to your relationship, it sparks theirs as well.
I love that. Thank you for bringing that to the conversation, because I think a lot of times people expect that the other partner will want to do what they do. So, like, my husband loves fishing, right? I do not.
Yeah.
Especially not going out at 2 a.m. like he does. and like, taking the time to fill our cup, you know, I can't count the number of times when I've had women, especially retired women clients, say to me, like, we do everything together. I can't stand it. You know, I'm so tired of him. And it's like, okay. Yeah.
So it's nice. And it's the end. So, well, I hope you guys join me on my call. We can go deeper into this subject.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here with me, Julie. I'm really grateful to have you on the show.
Thanks, Kathy. Have an awesome day.
You too. And thank you, everyone. We really appreciate you. See you next Thursday. And if you can't wait that long, listen on iTunes, SoundCloud, www.iom.fm. And thanks for being here. Aloha.